Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is going into all nations. Going into all nations. Our scripture is coming from the 16th chapter of the book of St. Mark. The 16th chapter and of the book of St. Mark. And we're going to begin reading at the 9th verse. And it reads, "Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And the 15th verse reads, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Oh, Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come thanking you and honoring you and magnifying you for your holy and precious word. For you are God and God alone, and beside you there is no other. All power is given unto you. And Father, we say to God be the glory, and we say thank you. Father, for this is the day that you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we come before you in the throne of grace, Father God, we're asking that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you forgive us of our sins. Father God, and we ask that you will allow us to hear what the Spirit is saying expressly to the church. And let us, Father, not only be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. Let us take the word, Father, that you give us and let it manifest. Let us eat it, break the bread, and let it digest. And Father God, let us, Father God, utilize it daily and examine ourselves daily with the word. And we ask that, Father God, any evil spirit that may try to come up against anyone, Father God, that's listening or listening in the days to come, Father God, we ask that you just remove, reprove, and rebuke in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy that try to come up and steal that word. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it falling on good ground in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And praise God. To God be the glory. God is such a good God. Listening audience, He is so worthy to be praised. I wouldn't serve a God if His name wasn't Jesus. There are so many gods out here in the world. There's people that are worshiping down and bowing down, worshiping, bowing down to statues. But I thank and praise God that I'm in my right mind and that I serve a true and living God. Not a dead God, not in the clay or concrete, but the true and living God. And His name is Jesus. And I thank Him for His Holy Spirit that rests, rules, and abides in me. And He can lead us and guide us by His Holy Spirit. Amen. Because there are different spirits out here in the world, but they're all not Holy Spirits. I know sometimes in the world, people will talk about liquor, that they say, okay, those are spirits. And liquor in a bottle, that after you drink it, it is a spirit, because those type of different spirit get on you, and what you may have not have said before you had the liquor, you may start to say it because it's a spirit, amen, and it's not a Holy Spirit. It's a spirit, but we have to be able to recognize the spirit and know the spirit, and God can give us a discerning of spirits, and that's a gift, and we can ask Him, but He gives it to us through His Holy Spirit. He leads us and guides us, and I thank and praise Him for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is, He said, He told us in His word that He would go away after He left and He died and He went and ascended into heaven. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. And I thank and praise God. He said, but I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. He said, the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, He said, it's going to show you things to come. S-H-E-W, the Bible says. Not show, S-H-O-W, but it's the meaning. It means the same, but it's spelled different. He said He would show us things to come. And I thank God for that Holy Ghost and that Comforter, because there's times when my husband, he's away from me, and because he has to be at work, but because he's trying to prepare a place for us, that where he is, I may be also, that we can live in the same house and we can have our bills paid. Amen. And so, but you know, I thank God for him being able to comfort me in the time that he is with me. And so when he leaves me and he has to go to work, he can call me and he can speak into my spirit. Amen. And so by the body, God tells us that marriage is symbolic as Christ's relationship is to the church. So when we think about our relationship with our Heavenly Father in heaven, He said it's a great mystery. Marriage is a great mystery. But He said that it's symbolic. Marriage is symbolic as Christ's relationship is with the church. So our Father, which is in heaven, He's a provider. Most men, our husbands, are providers. Amen? And they make sure that we have in our house, in our homes, and what we in need of. And that's what our Father, our Heavenly Father, does. And He makes sure, He says, I will supply all your needs, hallelujah, according to His riches in glory, amen. And He told us, even if we delight ourselves in Him, hallelujah, amen, thank you, Jesus. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And I thank and praise God because, you know, when you think about a marriage relationship, a husband and a wife, you know, the Bible says that it's better that a man dwell on the roof, housetop, than the roof on a housetop, before he is in the house, dwell in the house with a brawling woman. So if we delight ourselves in our spouse and we are at peace with our spouse and we are in submission to one another and on one accord, because that's what we have to be, on one accord, then that way we can have peace in our homes, peace in our marriage, and even peace with Jesus Christ, because He doesn't want us murmuring and complaining. The Father, He doesn't want that. He said, in all things, give thanks. Amen. So sometimes it doesn't look good. Sometimes it doesn't feel good. Sometimes, listening on this, it is not good. It is what it is. But we have to know that we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And that's the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can't see this thing, but we got to believe it. And, you know, I was telling someone yesterday, the Bible says, blessed are they that have not seen, but yet still believe. You know, the Holy Ghost showed me some things. As a matter of fact, the Holy Ghost showed me something this past Tuesday morning. I was sharing it with my mother, and I thought, The Holy Ghost is so wonderful because it prepared me for a situation that had come up, but that was the Holy Ghost that was not so really, I didn't like. But the Lord had allowed me, he showed me what was to come, so it prepared me for when that fall came, that I was okay, I was comforted, I was assured in my relationship with the Lord and him, his Holy Ghost just dwelling and manifesting in my life through a revelation and a vision that he said, I'm a comfort, I got you, it's going to be all right. And so, you know, the Holy Spirit is a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and it's awesome because that it fills us with love. It fills us with joy. It fills us with peace that surpasses all understanding. Because, you know, I was telling my girlfriend that, you know, if we're not in a storm listening audience, we either getting coming out of one or we getting ready to go into one. So you got to be prepared, and you have to accept what it is in life. There's a saying out there, young kids say it is what it is, and that's what it is. We have to accept the things. There's a serenity prayer that we hear out in the world. Accept, God, help me to accept the things that I cannot change, because there are some situations and things and people that you can't change and situations, and guess what? Only God can change them, and we can call our friends and, you know, we can get involved in different things, but guess what? They can hear us. They can even advise us. And I wouldn't advise, get worldly counsel. If you're going to get some advice, get godly counsel and someone that's going to steer you in with a godly direction. But they can't really do anything they can help you, but they can't do for you what God can, what Jesus can do for you, because he's our great intercessor. Amen. He's a mediator. Of all mediators, you know, we have mediators in the world, and people get paid to be mediators in the world. Those are jobs to come in and, you know, kind of intercede for someone that maybe can't, a couple or individuals that can't come together, you know, in civil means or civil ways and on one accord. So they're mediators. But Jesus, he is our great mediator. He goes before us. And he blesses us in our situation, even in our trouble, even in the midst of our trial, even in the midst of our tribulation, he blesses us because he is God, and beside him there is no other. And, you know, God, I thank God for Jesus coming down on the earth, manifesting himself in the flesh and taking on the form of man and walking the earth. He left here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He left here, saints, a listening audience. In Mark, the 16th chapter, we read. See, he left here. The 16th, you can read it on your own when you have time. He said that Mary Magdalene, he was seen of her, and he had cast 7 devils out of this woman. 7 devils. She had some what we call issues, some real issues. But you know what? He appeared first to her. And then everybody else went around and said they didn't believe. They didn't believe. And like I said, the Bible says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Now, if you have the Holy Ghost, you done repented of your sins, you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, and you received the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the evidence of speaking in tongues, the Bible says, he said, the Holy Ghost is going to come and show you things to come. So you're going to be comforted. But guess what? What about those people? The Bible says, blessed are they that have not seen. They ain't seen nothing. The Holy Ghost ain't revealed nothing. But yet they still believe. See, that's faith. See, now that's a faith that can move mountains. That's faith. And that's the kind of faith that we have to have today in the living and in the dying world, because we see what is happening in our nation. That's why God is telling us the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Get together. Come on. We got to perfect the saints. If you already saved, we got to come on, get together, one accord, to perfect you. Then we got to work the ministry. This is the ministry to preach the gospel unto all creatures, to every creature. That's what the word says. And then he said we got to edify the body of Christ. That means we got to build each other up because the world going to tear you down. The world is the police going to beat you down. The world going to tear you down. People are going to betray you. They will forsake you, and they will leave you. He said, but lo, Jesus is. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. He said, I'm with you even to the end of the world. Now, that's a friend. That's a friend. And, you know, the Bible tells us it's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Any brother. He said that. He said, the Bible says he sticketh closer than any brother. You know, and brothers, the Bible says brother is for adversity. So when you have some trouble in your life, your brothers and sisters going to be there. They may not, your natural brothers, biological brothers and sisters, they, you know, may not call you all the time. You may not talk with them all the time. You may not see them all the time. They may live in another state. But guess what? Let something go down in the family. They're going to be there because that's what the word of God says. Brothers are for adversity. But the Bible said a friend loveth at all times. So when you're dealing with your earthly friends, how do you decipher who is your real friend not? He said they love us at all times. See, not sometime when you just in a bad situation. They are there all the time. You know, I have some really good friends, and I have one that just stands out. And I mean, just stands out because she loves me at all times. And I thank God for her. And, but Jesus, when we think, because sometimes I can call her, and guess what, when I want to talk to her, sometimes I can't reach her, and I can't talk to her. And I get, you know, pretty upset because it may be something that I want to share with her. But I can't because why? Because she's unavailable. And it's not because she's deliberately unavailable. Circumstance allow it. But guess what? That's okay. Because when I find myself in those situations, that's when Jesus said, glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm a friend that sticketh closer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Closer than any brother, any sister, any friend. You can call him up anytime. And guess what? You know what, listening audience? He won't tell your secrets. He won't tell your business. See? Because sometimes you can tell these people and you'll tell them, you say, you know what? Now, I'm confiding in you. Now, don't tell nobody. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to tell the next person. Now, I'm only telling you, so don't tell nobody else. And then everybody thinks they're holding a secret. And your business is all over town before you know it, all over the city, or all over the nation for that matter. So, you know, that's why we need to, you know, thank God for Jesus Christ and that we got to, we got a mediator, we got an intercessor, and we got a, not only a friend, but my, thank you, Jesus, my God of mercy, we got a Savior. Hallelujah. He can save you from your sins. And I mean whether you're in adultery, if you're in fornication, if you're on drugs or alcohol, lying or cheat, whatever it is that you may be sinning, struggling with in your sin, or transgressing in. You doing it, you know it's wrong, but you still are doing it because you say, I can ask God because he's forgiving God. You know what? God is a God of mercy, but guess what? And he does forgive us. And, you know, a lot of times we do these things and, well, you know, I can ask God for forgiveness, have mercy on me. Yeah, but guess what? Sin has consequences, just like anything in life. Don't cut your life short because of sin. You know, life, God, Jesus said he came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. You just don't want to be mere existing on this earth when you can have abundant life. That means naturally and supernaturally. That means supernatural in the spirit realm. You can be so full of joy because guess what, listening audience, man or woman can't give you joy. They can make you happy. A man or a woman can make you happy. But they can't give you joy. See, joy only comes, it's a divine, that's divine, and that comes from the Father of lights in heaven. His name is Jesus. He gives you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. I mean, you be so full, they say, I'm just so full, I can't even say anything. You know, you just burst into tears, and they're not tears of pain or hurt. They're tears of joy because you're so full of that joy that's unspeakable. You can't even express it in words. Now, that's what Jesus has to offer us. That's what he wants the evangelists and the apostles and the prophets and the pastors and teachers to tell of his goodness. This is the gospel. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, that he came and he died. He came to this earth, and he died for our sins. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. And anybody, he said, whosoever will, listening to all this, he said, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. See, he is no respecter of persons. You know, and I thank God for Jesus, because you know what? Some people, you go some places, you know, they got VIP, special seating. You have not, that stands for, those acronyms stand for very important person. Well, if you didn't pay your VIP price, or if you not in the, you know, NFL or celebrity status, you can't sit here or you can't have these privileges. But see, hey, thank God for Jesus. Amen. See, God will give you, you know what, all you need is the favor of Jesus Christ. Favor. F-A-V-O-R. And when God give you favor, hey, he give you favor with him and with man. Because you know why? God uses men and women to bless you. Because they're the ones here walking the earth. But his spirit is with us. So this is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we're going into all the nations. This is the beginning of this segment we're going to be going into with Ministering God's Way, fivefold. Ministry with the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to perfect the saints. We're going to do what God has called us to do in these last and evil days. And we're going to work the ministry. We're going to edify the body of Christ until we all come into the unity of the faith. What is the unity of the faith? It's not but one Lord. The Bible says one Lord, not one, two Lords, one Lord, one faith, not two faiths, but one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, not two different baptisms. It's only one baptism, and that's the baptism in the name of Jesus. Why is it the baptism in the name of Jesus? Because the Bible tells us that there is no other name under heaven whereby man shall be saved but by the name of Jesus. That's power in the name of Jesus. Get in the tight. Get in the rut in the situation. If you can't say nothing else, say J-E-S-U-S. That's some five letters that spell Jesus, and that's power. See, the devil got to flee under that name of power, under that name of Jesus, because it's power in the name of Jesus. So when you get baptized, listen to all this, you got to go down. See, if people say, well, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, well, guess what? The name of the Father is what? Jesus. The name of the Son is what? Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. It's all Jesus. It's all Jesus. So when you go down in the baptism, you're buried in the water in the name of Jesus. You come up. And you come up with that power. Just like he said, ooh, hallelujah. That Mary Magdalene witnessed, and then those other folks, and when she went and told them, they didn't believe that he got up with all power. See, that's why you got to go down in the water in the name of Jesus. Amen? You got to go down so you can come up with all power. So guess what? You can do what the chapter, Mark 16, 18 verse reading. I want you to read it on your own when you get time. Mark 16, 18. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Let me back up to 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, no other name. He means the name of Jesus, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Now, this is the word of God. This is nothing inspired by man. People say, well, who wrote the Bible? Listening audience, read the word. Don't. Hear what the Spirit is, the Holy Spirit is saying in the church. Don't deny the truth. Don't walk away from the truth. Don't deny Jesus, because you know what? You don't want him to deny you, because you know what? He said, after death come the judgment, okay? After we leave this world, this natural world, listening on it, look it up, Google, after death come the judgment. And find the scripture. All you got to do is Google, in the Google search engine, after death come the judgment. It'll tell you, and then type in KJV for King James Version afterwards so you can get the King James Version. And you know what? It's going to pop up. It's going to tell you exactly what chapter, what book, what chapter, and what verse. After death comes the judgment. Now, you're going to be judged. Now, God going to have a, he said in Revelation, he told us he had the keys. Now, I'm not talking about a keys to your BMW or keys to your Mercedes or your Escalade or your Navigator. He said he got the keys to hell and death. Hell and death. Now, I'm going to tell you, you can Google that too. He has the keys to hell and death. Now, when you, after death, come to judgment, do you want him to deny you and say, you know, because I'm going to tell you, listening audience, it's not just the world that we're talking to. We're talking about the church. You know why we're talking about the church? Because he said, some of you are going to be prophesying in my name, casting out devils in my name. But he said, you work in iniquity. You know what iniquity is? Sin. And you know what he said he's going to say to you? Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you not. I never knew you. He said, I knew you not. He said, I didn't even going to deny you, in other words. Okay? So why be denied by Jesus that have all the power and he got the keys to hell and death? Now, when you go to hell, you can't repent. You can't come back and say, Lord, you know, forgive me. You ain't got a chance today, listening audience. We got a chance because he told us in his word, and all we got to do is obey. You know, just like your children. You got children, you have daughters, sons. Guess what? If they don't obey you, they're going to have some problems. Because guess what? You're going to get on them. If you don't, you know, I don't know what kind of parent if you don't reprove your child. Because if they disobey you, are you going to be doing, making sacrifices for them? I don't think so. You're not going to be doing this thing, the things that, you know, they want you to do if they're disobeying you. And so God just, all he told us, he said his yoke is easy. He told us, Jesus said, his yoke is easy. It's not hard. He said the burdens are light. If you are heavy laden and burdened, you can go to a rock that's higher than that, and his name is Jesus. You know, I hear people saying, that's my rock, my mother, my, no. You have disillusioned who the real, the truth is. You have disillusioned yourself. The truth is, Jesus is a rock in the weary land. See, he's got the power. All power is in his hand. He got up, he rose, and he ascended back up into heaven and seated on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, and he's still up there right now. Guess what? He's sitting high, listening audience, and he's looking low. He's looking low. He got a book, and it's called The Lamb's Book of Life. Amen? And he said that he'll give you a new name. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going to put your name in that book. And that's when, you know, when that day, when he come back and he paid them streets of gold, and he said heaven and earth going to pass away, listening to our audience. Heaven and earth, not just the earth. He said heaven and earth going to pass away. He said, but his word is going to stand forevermore. Amen? He's going to start a new city, and it's going to be named New Jerusalem. Amen? New Jerusalem, where the streets are paved with gold. Don't deny the true and living God. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Don't let other people keep you from serving the true and living God. Worship him in spirit and in truth, and allow him to take hold of your life. All you got to do is repent. Repent means to make a change. Say, Lord, Father God, I'm sorry. Help me to live a life that's pleasing in your sight. Come into my life and save me. Then go to a church and repent. Make sure they're baptizing you in the name of Jesus. Know what their doctrine is. The Bible tells us in Acts that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Now, that's the only doctrine that you will see other than the doctrine of the devil in the Bible. And you can Google that, too. They continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, being baptized in the name of Jesus. Go out into the world and preach my gospel. That's what we're doing, ministering God's way fivefold. We love you so much, and we thank God for you listening and tuning in. Be sure to tune in next Saturday. There's a women's conference. We will be in Louisville, Mississippi. We may not have time for the next Saturday. We may not be able to air from Louisville, Mississippi, but we will be back that following the 30th, Saturday. Tune in on 2 o'clock p.m., March 30th, to Minister in God's Way. Please tell your friends, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter them. And we love you, and be encouraged, and know that Jesus is love. God bless you.
The one.